Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's all coming up in just a minute.
With us in the studio right now, we have comedian Daniel Tosh, no relation to Peter, the reggae guy.
None whatsoever.
Did you attend college?
I did. I graduated from the University of Central Florida, Orlando, the Golden Knights, home of Dante Culpepper. That's all I got for you on that school.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
I have a degree in finance. Look at me now.
No, you don't. Do you really? Yeah. Finance?
No means no, though. I always say that. No means no.
Right.
I'm kidding. Who came up with that saying? If no meant no, every man alive would die a virgin. No doesn't mean no. No means work on the neck and try back in 5 minutes.
Testify, bro. Right. That's right.
But it's kind of hard for a father to tell his son, those birds and the bees, listen, she's going to block your hand 3 to 4 times at least. I didn't raise you to be a quitter. Get back out there. She wouldn't dress like that if she didn't want to get dry humped.
Hello.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
I think I got my first mosquito bite of the year.
What?
All right.
Really? Yeah, it seems early. But,
yeah, it does seem early. It's
on my... Maybe it's this deadly spider.
There's Ace.
Maybe I don't know about that.
The power of prayer. There's Ace Cosby at the...
Did he mouth to mouth?
Oh.
Will you suck the poison out?
That's a come on.
No, you're going to die.
That's later.
There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee. Jess Alsman joins us.
Hello.
And now, Tom, we have a... Go ahead. No one introduces this segment like you.
Oh, sorry. Let me get ready. I got to get poised. Get my lips all moist.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, turn
that down.
Hey.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Wait a minute. You're a genius. Hang on.
Yes.
It's sexy time with Allie Breen.
Allie, he said that in front of a live audience yesterday, and you could have seen people physically recoiled.
Yes.
Well, that's because you set me up to die.
Did they boo?
The way the survey was done, it was, you agree with me.
No, this is how it went.
All I said was, go ahead.
You say it.
I said, does anyone want ever hear Tom say sexy time again?
And the crowd went,
like this.
And this clamoring for the sexy time T-shirts, which we got to get.
No, there isn't.
That'll never happen.
No.
Don't worry about it. There's not.
Do you want me to have PJ send you the mock-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll approve one in 20 seconds.
Yeah. And they'll be printed by this afternoon.
No, these things take time. It's like the puppets.
No, you secretly hate money.
I did the puppets. And
you're leaving money on the table. On the table.
You put Chick and I in charge of the T-shirts. I swear to God, we'll make you an extra 50 grand.
Let's not get so much about you. I don't need to be in there. Let Josh do it.
Now,
I'm coasting.
Where are you today, Allie?
I'm in my apartment. I had painted over the pandemic and didn't put anything back together, and I'm finally putting it back together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It does look nice.
Thank you.
I thought you were in a hotel. I'm sorry.
No. This tree has always been here. The rest of it, I built this thing myself behind me.
We have no knickknacks or anything. It's very
cool. Nor patty wax.
No. Yeah. Nothing.
Hey,
no,
I got a real quick story.
I'm working on the patty wax.
Allie, this, Josh was just saying that he had received your first what now?
Mosquito bite, I believe. Yeah, it's on my elbow here. Did
what?
You?
Yeah, listen to this. Every time we get these stories in Australia, it's usually about something terrifying.
Yeah, a lot of things want to kill you there.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah. How about this? 21-year-old
Russell Crowe.
A 21-year-old man was bitten on his male member.
Oh, no.
By a poisonous redback spider.
Oh.
This is according to the BBC, quoting the Adelaide Advertiser.
Sweet Adelaide.
Wouldn't you think that'd be like the penny saver? You get the Adelaide Advertiser, you look for bargains, and you...
That's exactly what it sounds like.
All of a sudden, wait a minute, there's a guy getting
bitten
in the
penis. Couldn't you swat the spider with a newspaper your wee-wee?
He didn't know it was on his wiener.
It says...
What happened?
It was in a portalette.
Oh.
So, oh, God. Okay. I already hate portlets. I didn't know that possibility existed.
That's a porta potty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had to transport him to a hospital.
Did he live?
Yes, he did live.
Did he keep his member?
Thank you.
It doesn't go into any detail except to say that he was in a porta potty and was bitten by a a poisonous redback spider.
Hmm.
They interviewed the spider who said, I bit what? I didn't know what that was.
Oh, okay. Here's a picture of this little critter. It's got a beautiful red stripe on the back.
Wow. And this gets to our segment with Allie in what way?
Oh, boy.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend
says.
I'm a boyfriend who doesn't suffer fools gladly. You!
Me?
Yes!
What do you mean? He does this every time!
Well, his
that does sound like an excuse, though, that someone might use if they had an STD. No, 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 it was a spider bite, I swear.
I swear, yeah.
That's why it drips like this. Or all that red back spider.
Or I was at work and my buddy refused to suck the poison out. I'm sorry.
What's the old joke? Bad news, you're going to die?
Yeah, the old rattlesnake bite. Yeah. Okay. Allie, now people present you with letters about their love lives. We try to help. What have you got today?
Dear Allie, I have been living with my boyfriend for 3 years, and the longer we're together, the less he listens.
Huh?
When he's watching TV, which is pretty much all the time, I have to say something like 4 times before he even hears anything.
Well, don't talk.
And he wants to watch TV even through dinner. Is it crazy to ask him to get more attention?
No, you can ask him.
For tips on that, I've got a number for him.
I find raising my voice into a higher pitch usually works. You know, get a little bit naggier.
Works in what? Sending him out the door?
Oh, no. I'll make him listen. I will be acknowledged.
Maybe get
in this way.
I have a question.
I was about ready to leave, and I didn't know.
It's more of a statement. Maybe get more interesting.
Yeah.
Why is it her fault?
Oh, I'm just.
I know.
It's not.
Guys in TV is really a. Do you guys watch TV through dinner? Does anyone do that, or is that the time to talk? Exactly.
No.
Sometimes and sometimes no. I think it's best not to. That's the time to talk.
Do you have a TV in your kitchen?
Well, I have an open concept first floor there, and I see a TV for my kitchen.
Yeah, no TVs in the kitchen, no TVs in the bedroom. Yeah, there's a time and place for everything.
Yeah, but I think I would also defend this guy in one sense. I think everybody right now, everybody in this sort of almost over COVID era is really nuts. And sometimes we all, whatever it is, that maybe this guy just needs the TV to get back on Earth. It's so hard right now being alive and dealing with all this. Obviously, much harder for a lot of people.
Yes, but this guy's also being kind of a jerk. You need to listen to your girlfriend every now and again.
Or maybe he's totally just out.
Checked out?
Yeah.
Maybe he's checked out.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done.
I doubt it. Don't you hear the story all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to repeat yourself, or it's like, I already told you this. Oh, you weren't listening. One of those things. So
this is getting close to home.
See? Yeah, I mean.
Sorry.
Well, you've been around me for a long time, Christy.
You don't remember anything.
Of course. I'm too busy over here thinking about the next thing we're going to do. Who's on the phone? Oh, it's Allie.
Ask him. Honey, I really would like to talk with you. Can we turn the TV off for a couple minutes?
At least during dinner.
Yeah, you have every right.
Maybe start
small. Every right to.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Now, Allie, do you watch TV with your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, of course. All the shows together. And that's one of those things I think couples get mad at each other if they watch without them for the most part.
Yeah, if you're watching a serialized show and they cheat and watch it. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah, exactly.
Your boyfriend is an excellent actor and he's in a number of shows.
Yes.
Do you watch his shows with him?
No, he won't watch himself.
Oh.
Yeah, he does not like that.
Huh. He won't watch himself in the shows.
But he'll watch himself in the mirror next to the bed? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, no, it's above the bed, you idiot.
Ceiling and wall of mirrors, is that what you...
Yeah, as he flexes his muscles like Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
Okay, very handsome man, okay.
Bateman was a good-looking man.
By the way, you can reach Allie Breen on all social media platforms, and it's Allibreen, and the name of the show, of course, is Sexy Time. Well, Allie, what have you got?
Of course. Dear Allie, me and a guy I met on Hinge spent the last 2 weekends together, and we had an amazing time. I assumed we'd be spending this weekend together, but he hasn't asked me to do anything. And when I hinted about getting together, he didn't bite. I'm getting upset about this. Oh. Does it mean he's dating other people and should I bring it up?
Yes.
Help me here. Which dating site, what is the theme, if you will, of Hinge? Is there some particular aspect of hooking
up? Is Hinge the one where it's like within your network, where it's an extended network where you meet people?
I don't know.
Everyone has like Facebook friends.
I believe so. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of Hinge.
Don't get upset. But move on. You don't need to get upset. He's just not interested in you. Move on.
Well, it's two weekends.
When's the baby due?
Is two weekends a relationship make?
But he can come back around. You're right. He could skip a weekend and come back around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe he had plans 7 months ago.
But you're not going to do anything wrong if you leave this guy alone. If anything, it's only going to interest him more.
I agree.
So just leave him alone. Do your own thing for him.
Yeah. Do you still have to have the conversation when you're not dating other people, or do people just start to realize it? Or is it like you have to have like a...
Not that soon.
You know,
no.
They went on one date?
I agree. Two weekends does not make... No.
It have to be an exclusive thing.
Yeah.
Are they communicating via a text, or are they...
Or has he ghosted her?
Of course.
If he ghosted her, that's a... I'm with Josh. Just let him go.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's get our next letter, Allie. What do we got?
Dear Allie... I have been dating a born-again Christian who I really love. I've never asked her about the past, and she hasn't volunteered much about it. I was at her house the other night, and she actually invited me to spend the night. No sex or anything, but just to sleep next to each other. It was my first time in her bedroom, and she had a stripper pole in there. Is it time to start asking questions about her past?
Wait a minute. So far, I love everything about this letter.
Huh? I think you can absolutely go tell me about the pole and just see what she says.
You can do exercise.
I was just going to say there really are exercise programs based around a stripper.
However,
but you don't know.
It's in the bedroom.
You can ask.
Well, where you work
people
out?
Have treadmills
in
their
living room.
Yeah. My dad had something like a Haitian love swing. It was a Hoyer lift to get him in the toilet because he was disabled. But
maybe the former roommate had it in there, and she took the bigger room, and they moved
out. Who's to say? You can ask.
Yeah, you got to ask it with questions here. This is
once you combine that with born again Christian, I feel like there's a story.
You can be a good Christian and also be a stripper.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Usually people have gone so crazy to become a born-again Christian. It's like they had,
sexual experiences.
And they're like, I got to clean the slate.
Do you have a pole at home if you're a stripper? Do you bring your work home to like practice or?
I don't know, maybe.
I feel like she brought you over so you could see the pole and ask her about it, maybe. Like, how do you not go into someone's house and say, hey, you have a fire pole in your bedroom?
Yeah, but you can ask her.
Why wouldn't she take it down?
Or dress
who
up
knows
like
what she's
something
doing.
Else.
Because maybe her paying clients like a little show before they...
That's right.
Oh, boy. I'd say just ask
maybe
her.
He could just do that. How about that? Just suggest a show. That would not go over well, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure it wouldn't.
Fully clothed is okay. Show me your acrobatic skills.
And this may pay off in the end.
Yeah.
Easter's just around the corner.
Oh, come on. It's Holy Week. Don't. Please.
Oh, I love having sex on Easter, Christy. It's the greatest.
Holy Week, Batman.
Wait, have you been abstaining for 40 days and 40 nights? Is that why?
I just like to show her my res erection.
Okay.
Is that lightning I just saw?
Yes. Oh,
God.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't touch anything electronic for a while, Josh.
Yeah.
Allie Breen is our guest. The show is Sexy Time, and we've been trying to help here. This last one. Yeah, just start asking some questions.
Oh, she's probably a cam girl, I wonder.
Oh, that could be.
Just ask her, please. Otherwise, we're going to sit here for 45 minutes.
Imagination go wild.
Exactly.
Either way.
Please ask
her. What's a cam girl?
Oh, cam girl? She is performing acts on camera.
Sorry. Never mind. I thought can. I thought you said can.
She could be a can girl also.
Like she likes it in the can? Yeah.
No.
Maybe she's an OnlyFans.
Although
you ever ask your father if he...
No, I did not. Could we move on, Allie?
Absolutely.
That's one thing I wish I would ask my dad.
Dear Allie, this is hard to even write about, but I farted when my boyfriend was...
Oh, God, yeah, we get it.
Okay, yeah,
Yeah, he jumped back, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, and then we kind of laughed about it, but I'm horrified, and I think it changed everything. Do you guys think he'll ever look at me the same?
Well, we would have to know how he's acting now. You didn't give us enough evidence that it's changed everything. It could all be in your head. If he's totally fine...
Yeah.
You guys both laughed about it. What are you going to do? Is he still with you? You didn't give us enough info. Next.
Josh, if a girl did it, would you be repulsed? Would you be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. That's so disrespectful.
I'd be like, oh, my God. I think, and then laughing would ensue.
I don't think you have control over that sometimes.
You really can't. Even yoga, you're like, oops.
Yeah.
And this was an AF, not a CF.
I would have gone PF.
A CF.
I would have gone PF.
That's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
I used to have those shoes, the PF flyers. The PF flyers. When you'd run, they'd make a funny noise. I'm sorry. I want to go back a letter. The lady that had the stripper pole in her bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I can help this guy out.
Okay.
When you go out, and if she's buying... If she's paying in all singles, you know what's going on. Okay, let's get our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest.
Or just take out a stack of singles in the bedroom. Dear Allie, my friend constantly brags about what a great relationship she has with her husband. And he and I used to hook up when they first got married, and she doesn't know this. It kills me to listen to her go on, and I'm constantly itching to tell her. I'd be doing her a favor in a way, so she'd know he's a dirtbag. No. But we stopped hooking up years ago because I stopped it when I got into a serious relationship. But who knows? He may still be hooking up with someone else. What should I do?
All right. My answer is not what everybody else is going to agree with. The chaos-tician in me says totally tell her.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Just blow up everything.
No, this will backfire.
No.
Shut up.
It'll be gorgeous. Do it.
The woman that's bragging about her relationship is lying.
Exactly.
She's making it sound better than it is, so she looks like everything's fine. So that's a total lie. She's not happy.
I agree.
But I'm with Josh. Go ahead and tell her. Just ruin your friendship and your relationship because he probably is cheating on her.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to watch the world burn.
Has anybody noticed Josh?
I don't know. I thought it was me.
All of a sudden, Josh has got all kinds
of truly off the
unfortunate
rails.
Questions about our families and friends.
What do you mean?
Josh gets progressively angrier throughout the
show. Oh, this is my favorite part. What did I do?
And now he's leaned back and relaxed and his coffee like nothing happened.
Because nothing major happened. I just say blow this one up.
Okay.
It feels good to be...
We have time for one more letter. Allie Breen is our guest. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I spell it out for you. Because
I wish she would write us back and let us know if she actually does tell him.
Oh, yeah.
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 We'll read about it.
Right yeah.
It'll be on the news. Maybe lead story.
Let's just go back one more. The previous one that had the issue with the flagellant.
Yeah.
Are you
in a different time zone over there?
The next time you're in the bedroom with this guy, light a candle and put it right next to the bed and see if he's gun shy.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I think I'd like to keep my eyebrows. I'm not going to go ahead and... You know, he could get her back.
Maybe we should just wrap it up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.